Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
MAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Barbara Britt. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. In Beltsville, several cars were damaged at Calverton Shopping Center after a wall collapse near the Subway restaurant, causing the Subway sign to also fall. No one was hurt. The breach between U.S. and the U.K. over information leaked about the Manchester suicide bombing investigation. Chief Constable of Greater Manchester, Ian Hopkins.
Last night, the family liaison officers shared with those families the fact that intelligence had been leaked and published in the New York Times. It is absolutely understandable the distress and upset that this caused to those families who are already suffering, as everyone can imagine.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May expected to address the breach of trust later today. A D.C. man has been sentenced after pleading guilty to making a bomb threat to Union Station.
58-year-old James Cherry will spend 30 months in prison. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District says Cherry's call last summer led to the evacuation of the train station and disruption of train service. Cherry also acknowledged as part of the plea deal that he made two other calls reporting a bomb threat in downtown D.C. Prosecutors say that following his prison term, he'll be placed on 3-year supervised release and must pay $36,000 in restitution to Amtrak. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One person's been taken to the hospital with minor injuries after two Amtrak train engines collided at the Amtrak rail yard near Union Station. D.C. Fire and EMS authorities described the collision as low impact. Amtrak service has not been impacted. Visitors to Arlington National Cemetery this Memorial Day weekend will likely have a long wait to get in.
Just like other places in D.C., visitors to Arlington National Cemetery now have to go through a security checkpoint. Spokesperson Barbara Lewandrowski.
You do need some extra time. When you come to Arlington this weekend, you will be routed through our security systems for the magnetometers.
Or be scanned with a metal detecting wand.
Just like you would the airport, where you'll have to sometimes have your bag searched, your backpack searched.
15,000 people are expected to visit the cemetery every day this weekend. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One way to tell how the regional economy is doing is to look at commercial construction. And by that metric, the D.C. region still has some ground to make up.
We had a decline since 2011, and we've had kind of a slow recovery since then.
The 2016 numbers were slightly up from 2015, but still about half of where we were before the recession, says John Kent at the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments. The only sector that saw less development from 2015 to 16 was retail. The big winner last year, though.
Most of the increase in construction could be accounted by industrial space and flex space.
But more warehouses and data centers don't always mean more jobs.
Those buildings have a lot of space, but often don't pack in as many jobs as, say, a retail space and office space.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Just how do you get rid of 40,000 swarming bees?
very carefully. Two beekeepers removed the 40-pound bee swarm from a tree branch in Fredericksburg with just three bee stings. The bees have been moved to beehive boxes in hopes they can be loaned out to farmers to help pollinate crops. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 21,012, the NASDAQ at 61.63. In sports, Nationals top the Mariners 5-1, Orioles lose to the Twins. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto, and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay, and let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3-6.
WMAL.
Introducing the PenFed Power Cash Rewards Visa Signature Card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on all purchases. That's everything, everywhere, for everyone. There are no restrictions, no caps, and no gimmicks. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great reads for
buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
It's 8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, crews have been dealing with a downed tree on the spur, southbound 270 spur right near Democracy Boulevard along the right side. Overall, really out of Frederick, the only gap that I'm really seeing in the slowdowns is right as you approach Clarksburg. 355 Frederick Road, south of 109. That's where we had the crash. You were under police direction, but it looks like it's getting a little bit better. That was 355 right near Little Bennett Road. We'll take you around the top side of the Beltway, 95 to George Avenue. Beltway heading in toward 50, the John Hanson Highway. Outer loop, the slowest stretch. Now on the inner loop side, you're going to slow from Route 5 to the Wilson Bridge. Big delays everywhere with this weather, so it's been a tough commute. 395 got hit hard with two accidents, now both out of the travel lanes, one in Shirlington, one at the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
More scattered showers, thunderstorms as we head on through today. A little lull in the action as we get into the afternoon at times, but more scattered storms through this evening. 74 degrees now. Some storms may contain a little wind and some small hail. And then as these storms come to an end tonight, we'll go partly cloudy after midnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, no mention of rain. A gusty west-northwesterly breeze in 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
We've got 60 degrees of rain in Alexandria. Thunderstorm in Rockville, 55. And rain at Reagan National, 60 degrees. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 8:07 on WMAL. This is Mornings on the Mall. Coming up this hour, Jim Matthews with the National Association for Railroad Passengers is going to come and try and fight back against the Trump administration's budget proposal to slash funding for that Amtrak thing. So we'll see. We'll see how that debate goes. That's coming up. Vince Colonnais in today alongside Tony Schaefer. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Vince. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. And I'm also glad to be joined now by Tucker Carlson, host of Tucker Carlson Tonight on the Fox News Channel. Always good to have him stop by. Tucker, welcome.
Oh, man. Good morning.
Hey, sir. Okay, so let's get into the things that you're obsessed with this week, and among them are, of course, this Manchester attack that happened earlier this week. We've got a Libyan kid who travels back to Libya, and his family seems to have known that this attack was coming. His brother said as much, and, you know, all sorts of warning signs, yet somehow he was able to get a backpack into a stadium and kill a bunch of innocent young girls.
Yeah, and if it wasn't him, it would have been somebody else, because it's not a security problem. It's a demographic problem. It's a numbers problem. If you have large numbers of people who are intent on going to war with the society that raised them, you know, this is going to happen at some point. You can't prevent it. So it's an immigration question.
And it does, and but that's something that Europe has been reticent to deal with, though. All they think about is multiculturalism. Just let anybody come in, if it all sort itself out. And that's clearly not been the case.
Well, sure. The underlying assumption is, you know, who are we to say all cultures are equal and we're not in a position to kind of make fine distinctions between them. And, you know, I mean, the real point is the people in charge would rather put their own populations at risk than be called names. And so they're unwilling to take it seriously. Look, it's a really complicated thing to take people from different worlds and put them together in the same country. It's hard. It takes a lot of forethought, a lot of planning. How are we going to do this? How are they going to live together? What do they have in common? Why will they not go to war with each other? It's the nature of people to go to war with each other. And the leaders in Europe and here have taken a faith-based approach that, you know, it'll somehow work out. And, of course, it won't, and it isn't. And they're not willing to take it seriously.
Well, Tucker, along that line, I was over at Warwick University in England right after Brexit last year. And Susan Evans, who was the spokesman for the Brexit movement, was there on stage with me during this question time at the university. And one of the things that came up and we were booed for is the idea that part of what drove Brexit was the idea that certain the majority, a slim majority of the British population, were tired of their government allowing all these refugees in and lack of border control. So, again, now we see this attack, and some of the folks over there, you know, Nigel Farage and others are saying, how long is it going to take for people to wake up? What's your view of what is it going to take for the Europeans to wake up? And kind of related to that, are we going to continue to allow for Mr. Trump to actually push for a better understanding of trying to limit these numbers coming in?
I mean, look, what's going to happen, and you know exactly what's going to happen, is you're going to have a series of nationalist movements, some of which are going to turn really nasty and threatening. I mean, they're ensuring that. They're creating them. If you're worried about, you know, really hardcore, jingoistic, maybe violent nationalist groups rising again in Europe, and maybe even in the United States, then this is what you do. You lie to the population, you turn the country into something it wasn't. You change it completely overnight without the consent of the people you govern. You ignore democracy, and people are going to react against that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
There's a reason Brexit happened. And it's going to get worse because the people who caused it, who caused the underlying factors that drove it, are unwilling to face up to it.
And that point, Tucker, is that we were on stage and booed because we brought this issue up by a liberal college population.
Self-hating.
Right.
They're so self-hating. They're so masochistic that, you know, any acknowledgement of that, like, it's just too threatening to them. I mean, they would literally rather ride their civilization to the bottom of the sea, watch the whole thing collapse, than admit that their stupid theories are wrong. It's depressing. You know, I guess the bottom line in all this in Europe and the United States is I can't think of a generation that's had worse leadership in the last 100 years. I mean, even the generation that gave us World War I was probably smarter than the people running things now. They're really, really mediocre.
Tucker, it feels like the point you were making just a moment ago is that if the whole point is to avoid violent racists from taking over your society, not actually getting to the root problems here is a really good way to ensure that they eventually will.
Oh, absolutely. And how about in Germany? I mean, you know, Germany reunified 25 years ago, and it's now the economic engine of Europe. And it's got, you know, like a 1,000-year history of nationalism, not just in the 40s, but like going back a long time. Disruptive nationalism. And if you want that to reemerge, you know, because like the German national character still exists, if you want that to happen again, the first thing you're going to do is like try and change the country overnight demographically and tell the population they have no control over it. People really resent that.
The president of the United States has been on this foreign trip, and obviously
happened in Japan.
Sorry,
or China. Well, wait a second. The Japanese and the Chinese have a right to say who lives in their country.
Right, and they do. The Japanese, especially.
Exactly, they do. But yeah. Like, somehow in the West, you know, the idea is that you're not allowed to have any control over what your country's like, and that's insane.
The president of the United States has been on this foreign trip, and during it, terrorism has taken a center stage role throughout. And now he's going into NATO and hopefully trying to gain some concessions out of them to confront terrorism in Europe. This Manchester attack this week would be the biggest invitation yet for these countries to all come to the table and start to shift their role from focusing on, say, Russia, which is what NATO's original purpose was, to actually doing some intelligence sharing and taking on terrorists. Do you expect any success there?
I'm not exactly. I mean, I think you probably could have some success if you had a clear goal or a policy that people understood that was, you know, consistent across countries and regions. You know, like, tell me in one sentence what the Trump administration's goal is here in the Middle East, in Europe. And you know, if you could do that, if you could sum it up in a comprehensible way, you could probably get it. I mean, defining something is the first step to it. And I know exactly what the plan is.
Well, I'm with you. No, Tucker, I've been at a meeting with members of Congress on both sides of the aisle on this very issue, specifically on Syria. I mean, we can't even agree on what we're trying to accomplish in Syria, and I understand what you're saying.
Exactly. What is the mission in Syria? I don't get it. I've been confused since day one about why, if you want Syria to be stable, then goal one is getting rid of the Assad regime. I mean, I've had 30 guests try to explain it to me, and I'm not an Assad partisan or anything. I'm not flacking for Assad, but I don't really understand why knocking him off is the first step to making the country more stable.
I
don't get it.
We saw that in Libya, and this is where I think you and I have spoken off-air on this, is I don't understand how we didn't learn our lesson in Libya. You knock the strong man out, next thing you know, you knock the country out, and you cannot remove the very structure which maintains the cohesiveness of the society. You take that away,
exactly.
You have chaos, right?
I mean, I think maybe the appeal is it's relatively easy to kill dictators,
right?
Because, you know, it's a pretty direct mission. It's like, you kill the guy in charge. Okay, we can do that. We certainly can do that.
Done
in almost
four.
Every country in the world. But that's different from making, like, a country stable long term.
Right.
Tucker Carlson Tonight is available at 8 o'clock on cable news, so you can see him on Fox News Channel. Tucker, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Tucker.
I appreciate it.
It was good talking.
Yeah.
All right. 8:15 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're in this rush hour together. Here we go on the ICC Intercounty Connector. Much better. If you're heading westbound west of New Hampshire Avenue, they cleared the crash. Those delays just about gone. So it does pay to go through that stretch. 270 southbound as you come out of Frederick, most of the way onto the 270 spur slope. Cruisers have been dealing with the down tree near Democracy Boulevard. The Beltway, a lot of delays to College Park, Silver Spring, Landover, to the Wilson Bridge. We're back near Route 5. Same story in Virginia as you leave Springfield toward Tyson's and the Legion Bridge. What happened to 395? Well, crash 395 north at Glebe Road. That was out of the travel lanes. Looks like we may have one in the backups. And then beyond, the crash at the 14th Street Bridge sits to the left shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, so a damp commute this afternoon. More showers, more thunderstorms. There may be a lull in the action at times this afternoon, but still, we'll keep the threat through this evening. 74 degrees, and some of these storms may have some hail, small hail, and some gusty winds. And then overnight tonight, becoming partly cloudy. The winds go around to the northwest, and that's a drying wind. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Beautiful day, 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 60 degrees, 8:16 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, so let's see here, Tony Schaefer.
Yes.
Greg Gianforte is, a Montana House GOP candidate. And today there's a special election in Montana. There's only one representative from Montana in the
right.
House of Representatives. So there's a special election today for that role. It was sort of a neck-and-neck race. And then all of a sudden, everything seems to have changed last night. It's not often that you get an election eve surprise. Here's what that surprise actually sounded like.
In terms of the CBO score, because you know you were waiting to make your decision about healthcare until you saw the bill and it just came out. And what
we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you have to
speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
But you got
it. Sick and tired of you guys. The last
Jesus
time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
The last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
If you'd like me to get the hell out of here, I'd also like to call the police. Can I get you guys' names?
Hey, you gotta leave.
He just body slammed me.
You gotta leave.
Okay, so that was a reporter for The Guardian.
He got an answer.
Yeah, he definitely got his answer. Ben Jacobs asking about the American Healthcare Act CBO score yesterday. And Greg Gianforte, he's the Republican candidate, and he had a real shot at winning today. By the way, maybe this will help him. In the Trump era, you never actually
you
know.
You can never tell.
What's going to happen. Two of the state's newspapers have pulled their endorsements now for him as in the wake of this. Kind of a stunning moment. I mean, in American politics, we've got a lot of people slamming each other and savaging each other, according to the headlines. The sounds you heard, that was an actual body slam.
Yeah.
And apparently, there was a Fox News crew standing there. The candidate got his hands around the throat of the reporter and slammed him to the ground and broke his glasses just because he came in and was being annoying.
He thought he was a bear. it's like he took, it was really a bear. No, I'm sure he'll come out with something today saying, it was clearly an overreaction, and the candidate was under stress, and I just don't think this is the best possible move to reinforce that you're the best candidate to go to the Hill, because if you think you're frustrated with Guardian reporters, wait till you get to the Capitol, trust me.
Holy cow. Yeah, no, it'll be a whole
Although, the idea of him body-slamming Nancy Pelosi does have some value. That could be interesting.
By the way, I don't think that there are...
Not that I'm encouraging that.
My sense is that there's not a tremendous number of people who are saddened or worried about this story. They're like, the two most unlikable groups of people in America are congressmen and reporters. Like, as long
except
as they're,
for you, Vince. You're good.
As long as they're fist fighting. Even if I am lumped in with those, I get it. I understand, because I sympathize with your feeling on this. But even if they are fighting each other, that's great. At least the unlikable people are doing it. Ben Jacobs, who I know, he's actually a nice guy, but he's a slight person. And Greg Gianforte had some size on him, I think, and turned on him.
So should we go out on a limb here and predict if he's going to win or not today?
I'm just going to go ahead and predict that, yes, in the Trump era, that this will not stop you from winning.
I'm with you. I think
reporters.
He's going to win. I think this is going to help him.
Especially if, you got the state newspapers endorsing you. So that's what happened. They did call the cops. I think they got him on a misdemeanor charge, ultimately. But this conversation spills out into violence. I told you before, a Fox News crew was present, and they actually witnessed it. Alicia Acuna, who you'll remember from Fox, with two other colleagues, Faith and Keith, who were there to help her, were setting up for an interview in the room where this took place and watched it happen. They say Ben Jacobs came into the room of the Guardian, walked in with a voice recorder, put it up to his face, and began asking if he had any response to the new CBO score for the Health Care Act. Gianforte said, as we heard, he'll get to him later. Jacobs persisted. At that point, Gianforte grabbed Jacobs by the neck with both hands, slammed him into the ground behind him. Faith, Keith, and I, Elisa writes, watched in disbelief as Gianforte then began punching the reporter. The reporter. As Gianforte moved on top of Jacobs, he began yelling something to the effect of, "I'm sick and tired of this!"
I think it's a CBO. Remember, we talked about the CBO earlier there, Vince. I think it's that just is a crazy maker.
By the way, Ben Jacobs, of course, went on MSNBC to talk about this. Here's what he said.
Next thing I know, I'm being body slammed. And he's on top of me for a second. My glasses are broken. It's the strangest moment in my entire life reporting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Body slamming in Montana, that's kind of a term of endearment.
Yeah, it was a bear hug. He's like, it's great to see you. I have an answer. Let me just get to it. But first, let's have a gigantic hug. 822 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair, and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Celebrate the Hyundai Better Than Ever sales event at Fitzgerald Hyundai in Rockville. Get as low as 0% APR financing on the all-new 2017 Accent, Elantra, Sonata, Ioniq, Tucson, Santa Fe, and Santa Fe Sport. Visit FitzwayHyundai.com today.
The Fitzway. There's just no better way to go.
In lieu of retail bonus cash, terms vary by model. Exclude Sonata Hybrid, Sonata Fed, Elantra GT, and Acera. Some exclusions apply. Get the Hyundai Assurance with America's best warranty. A 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. On approved credit through HMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Ends May 31st, 2017. See dealer for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, you can find the knowledge and parts you need to get the job done. Think of us as that friendly neighbor who genuinely cares about you and is always willing to lend a helping hand without expecting anything in return. Unlike Jerry, who always has something come up and then wonders why he isn't invited over on Sundays. You know what you did, Jerry? Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
From enjoying time in a hammock to grilling out with friends, it all starts with a beautiful lawn. That's why we designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors to deliver strength, comfort, and the Cub Cadet signature cut. And during Cub Cadet Days, May 24th through the 31st, get $100 off select lawn tractors. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we have a lot of it, too, with the poor visibility this morning. 395, let's begin out of Newington. I know, Newington, Springfield, and that takes you to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Two accidents that we had along the way have been on the shoulder, so let's hope we don't have a third one. On the Beltway, once you get out of Springfield, very little break heading toward the Legion Bridge, 66 eastbound. You've been behaving. Just the volume through Centerville, out of Manassas, Fair Oaks, toward the Beltway and through Falls Church as expected at this time of the morning. Now, let's go through Herndon, where we had the crash on the Fairfax County Parkway at Franklin Farm Road. It looks like that has been cleared out of the travel lane. We're just trying to recover. And Maryland on 270, trying to get through Rockville and onto the spur. It was the down tree along the right side with the extra delays. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Most widespread showers and thunderstorms will be this morning. Gusty winds, small hail in some of these thunderstorms. 74 this afternoon, still a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms right out into the evening hours. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 60 degrees here on WMAL. You know, a lot of people, Tony Schaefer, in their life, they have a moment sometimes, a big moment, where it'll change the way they view everything.
Change
the way they view the world.
Right.
It can be an epiphany. It could be inspired by something that occurs, certainly in their life.
Go down in their assault.
Yeah. In Mississippi, a woman by the name of Lori Shelton says that she was anti-gun, and she was never scared of guns, ever, but she just decided she was anti-gun. Go ahead.
I was always anti-gun. I wasn't really scared of them. I just decided I wanted to be anti-gun.
Right, so she was anti-gun, and then something happened.
I peeked through our blinds. The blinds stayed closed, and I peeked through and saw him looking at me. I mean, we made complete eye contact, and he proceeded to come through the back of the house.
A home intruder.
And I ran back and got the phone, dialed 911.
Yeah, and then he stole some antiques, and he ended up leaving. She was just getting out of the shower, by the way, and that's what she encountered. So now she's decided that she's going to take a gun course with her daughter.
Oh, I've enjoyed it. I'm glad to know that I do have a 15-year-old daughter, and she knows the safety. She knows the rules, and I feel pretty confident in her if she ever had to use a weapon for her defense.
So she's changed her mind, Tony.
Well, look, this is a trend, and I think a positive one, and those who listen to my jumping in here once in a while on WMAL know I'm very pro-Second Amendment. Look, I think all women have their an obligation for personal protection, and it's always said when seconds matter, the police will be there in minutes.
Yeah.
And there's no better way than to defend yourself. And I actually recently bought this for my best girl. Bought her for her birthday a G43. So, and you know, you need to take care of the ones you care about.
It's an affordable life and home insurance policy.
Yes.
828 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
President Trump and his administration want to take a meat cleaver to Amtrak. We're going to talk to a guy who wants to keep it alive. That's all coming up on WMAL. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 830. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. Moment of silence this morning in Manchester and across England in remembrance of the 22 killed in a suicide bombing. British Prime Minister Theresa May says progress is being made in the investigation, but Britain is suspending intelligence sharing with the U.S. on this investigation after leaks were made to the American press and the New York Times, possibly compromising the investigation. Hundreds gathered at the University of Maryland College Park, paying their respects at the site where 23-year-old Richard Collins III was stabbed to death last weekend. Mourners leaving red and white flowers at the chapel garden. Police say Collins was attacked by Sean Urbanski, who's charged with murder. A wall collapse in Beltsville damaged several cars.
On Wednesday night, we received a call for a partial commercial building collapse. This is right in the Calverton shopping center area.
Pete Perringer with Montgomery County Fire and Rescue says no one was hurt. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 21,012, the NASDAQ at 6163. In sports, the Nationals win, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get to the Memorial Day sales event at LustineDodge.com. Pacifica's up to $9,500 off MSRP. Cherokee's up to $10,000 off MSRP. Ram's up to $12,000 off MSRP. Acres of vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustine can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with D.C., Maryland and Virginia's number one full-line Chrysler dealer under Virginia's largest American flag. LustineDodge.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
The Lustine Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a Veterans Memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustine Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustine Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustine.com.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-570-4620 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-570-4620 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-570-4620. That's 800-570-4620 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
It's 8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Up first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's been a tough commute, obviously, when we have road conditions like this, but number of accidents, the latest one on the Virginia Beltway Inner Loop as you leave Springfield, heading toward Annandale near Braddock Road, and still a lot of activity. At least four cars, it looks like, involved in this. One still sideways. Stay to the far left to get by. Again, this will be Beltway Inner Loop as you come off of 95, heading over toward Braddock Road. Looks like a lot involved here. Still have an ambulance and fire truck there on 66. A lot of heavy volume pushing through Manassas toward the Beltway again, Falls Church, and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. None of anything currently reported there. Two accidents on 395 between Shirlington and the 14th Street Bridge out of the way, but delays now have linked up out of Newington and Springfield. Now let's go ICC, the Intercounty Connector. Go ahead, you can use that. They've cleared the crash westbound Route 200, Maryland 200, just after New Hampshire Avenue, and I'm not seeing any delays left there. And the top side, very slow as you head from College Park and around to Silver Spring. The crash at New Hampshire Avenue should be cleared. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most widespread of the showers and thunderstorms will be this morning. Gusty winds, small hail in some of these thunderstorms. 74 this afternoon, still a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms right on into the evening hours. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
We've got a thunderstorm right now in Damascus where it's 55 degrees. Stafford Courthouse, mostly cloudy, 57, 60 degrees, and rain at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington Small, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
I will be devastated because it's the only way I travel to see my children.
It's so economical, too, and it's so relaxing for me.
I took that train ride, and I'll never fly again. I mean, it was the neatest time of my life. You have to move around. There's so much space.
There you go. That's Amtrak riders who'd like to see it keep going the distance. You've got President Trump's transportation budget this week came out, and it's going to slash federal aid to the nation's rail systems. So the $16.2 billion budget for Amtrak represents, that is being proposed, would represent a nearly 13% reduction in transportation spending over
That's
fiscal
something.
2017.
Yeah. Yeah.
That includes nearly a $1 billion cut from transit construction grants, nearly half of what Congress recently appropriated for the fiscal year, and a $630 million reduction in subsidies for long-distance Amtrak routes. This is all from the Washington Post. So Here to join us and talk about the fact about this funding issue is Jim Matthews from the National Association for Railroad Passengers. Jim, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thanks for taking out some time for us today.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you're not happy with these cuts. Why?
Well, primarily because the way that it targets the national network, it really is the beginning and the end of Amtrak as we know it. You know, there's this idea that, well, we can cut the long-distance service and the state-supported routes and the Northeast Corridor will be fine, but it just doesn't work that way. You know, the network works as a network, as a single entity. And once you start shutting down those long-distance routes, there's really you begin to have no point in having the rest of the services.
But is there ever going to be a time, though, where those long distance routes are profitable for Amtrak?
Well, let's ask a different question. Is there ever going to be a time when roads are profitable? I mean, it's the same kind of thing. The roads, if you were to look apples to apples, roads make about 54% of their costs, and then the rest gets subsidized. We top it up every single year from general tax revenues. You got to look instead at the value of the transportation that it provides. And rail routes make money for all kinds of folks in and around the communities that they serve. Everywhere you put in train service, you have economic development. You have economic growth. Sometimes the return is $3 for every dollar. Sometimes it's higher. There are communities like Salt Lake where we've seen it as high as $9 for every dollar.
What?
So it's not a question of whether the route itself makes money. It's about, is it an economic driver in the communities that it serves? Nobody asks if the Springfield Interchange makes money, but the Springfield Interchange certainly made a lot better situation for people trying to go through the mixing bowl.
Jim, I'm kind of on your side on this. I'm a frequent rider. I take the Excel up all the time. I'm a Select Plus member. I just took my son down to Williamsburg via the train. I love the train. But I don't know if I buy what you're saying by the fact that freight rail, BNSF, Norfolk Southern, they all make money. And they're not subsidized by the government. They are regulated by the government, not subsidized. So my first part of the question is, why don't we think about privatization of Amtrak, putting it back? You know, I know the railroads dumped it all in 71, and Amtrak had to pick it up, and I get that. But, you know, is it time we rethink that? And secondly, you know, look, I'm a frequent user of Union Station, of Penn Station in New York. I waited 5 hours the other day because of track problems, and that is an Amtrak issue. So, you know, has Amtrak not kept up with the times? And, you know, as much as, you know, the Excel is a great train, it's being beat to death. That thing's been going since 2001. So I'm not sure if the best economic decisions are being made by the railroad.
Well, you know, that's debatable. I mean, certainly Penn Station is the victim of decades of neglect.
True.
And it's,
no
and
doubt.
And, you know, there's an awful lot of blame to go around there. You know, it's a little hard to say that that's entirely Amtrak's
fault. No, but Amtrak is responsible. I mean, they're the ones in charge of it. So I'm just saying that, you know, that I'm just saying, is there a better way of actually kind of pushing the money where it needs to be to help Amtrak become more profitable?
Well, but we have to recognize that investment capital has to come from somewhere, you know. And you know, we've had this conversation a lot about, you know, privatizing, for example, the Northeast Corridor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at the Northeast Corridor, you got a $52 billion backlog just of state of good repair investments. Okay, that's the boring stuff that they don't do ribbon cuttings for, but it's ties, it's rail, it's ballast, it's all those kinds of things, and I would be hard pressed to find private industry willing to sign up to take on, you know, that kind of a liability before they can even start to consider making money. You know, the fact is, you have to look at public-private partnership. We have to look at the role that federal dollars can play in leveraging private investment. You know, and that I think is where there's the biggest opportunity. You know, I don't think we need to have a fully 100% you know, government-run, government-owned, government-financed system. But certainly there's a role for the federal government to play, and there's a role for the federal spending. And when you look at the amount of money that Amtrak gets in federal spending related to other relative to other modes, it just doesn't even it can't even begin to keep up. It's very hard to think that Amtrak has the ability to make the investments that it needs to make, not only in Penn Station but anywhere in the system, based on the sort of, you know, meager rations that they've had to endure for many years.
I think it sounds to me, and you'll be able to better explain this to me, that the Trump administration seems to be headed in that direction, in the sense that they want funding agreements, they want grant agreements that they can get, and the point here is that they're saying, look, we want the localities that benefit from these Metro from these Amtrak stations to pay for them. And if they do, then federal money can come in and come in alongside of it. But right now, they only want to fund the things where they actually have agreements. Is that right?
That's pretty close. And again, I think that kind of misses the real point of the investment. You look at a place like New York City. Sure, they can put some skin in the game. Look at a place like Wolf Point, Montana. Right, if you live in Wolf Point, Montana, and you're in your 80s, so you can't drive, you don't see well, and you need to get to St. Louis, say, because that's where your kids are. How are you going to do that? You can't really fly legitimately. The airfare is 78% more to fly from Wolf Point to St. Louis than it is to take the train. Train's $163, and it's 22 hours to take the train, and it's 33 hours to fly because you can't go direct, and it's $291. So are we saying Wolf Point is going to have to come up with the money to service Amtrak in Wolf Point?
Why not?
I
believe in local partnerships.
None of these small communities have it. And that's again, if you look at the way that the system is built, we spread the costs out so that more communities can be served. 220 communities would lose their service entirely. And these are mostly communities that are smaller communities. 144 million people would lose their access to Amtrak if this budget goes through.
All right, Jim Matthews from the National Association for Railroad Passengers. We'll have to leave it there only because we're running out of time. By the way, as you're listening to this, thank you, Jim. Let us know. 888-630-9625. Where are you on this Amtrak funding? Do you agree with the president's proposal? Or are you with Jim that they need to keep amping up the federal funding for this thing to make sure that these small communities can be served by Amtrak service? It's a good debate. 888-630-9625. 844 on WMAL.
It's Memorial Day. Time to get out of town and get on the water. For family events and amazing deals, make Cabela's Memorial Day sale your one stop before the campfire. Get a Pfluger Monarch spinning combo for $39.99. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com.
Tedbritt Lincoln of Chantilly, America's luxury brand. Let us chauffeur you with complimentary pickup and delivery. Lincoln Black Label lets you select the texture and color of your leather. Choose from the array of beautiful wood grains and modern interiors. And only Tedbritt Lincoln gives you our exclusive Tedbritt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Tedbritt. As America's luxury brand, Tedbritt Lincoln proudly salutes our troops. Shop us online at TedbrittLincolnofChantilly.com.
Are you a frequent international business traveler who suffers from frequent jet lag? You may qualify to participate in a clinical study that tests an investigational medication for jet lag due to international travel. Participants will receive study-related expenses and study medication at no charge. For more information on participation, please call 877-353-3551. That's 877-353-3551. This ad is sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So many accidents around the region. Really, still, please take it easy and allow plenty of time. You don't want to be in a hurry. Inner Loop at the Virginia Beltway had 4 cars involved in this crash. Inner Loop near Braddock Road. And great work by crews, really. They somehow quickly got this to the right shoulder. So Inner Loop, everything has been reopened near Braddock. Nonetheless, though, as you come north out of Newington and Springfield, just jammed. That delay also takes you on to 395, which is a solid lineup over the 14th Street Bridge and into town. And anytime we have these major delays on 395, it really impacts the George Washington Parkway. And I'm looking at delays out of Old Town, really, even before you get to Slater's Lane to push north on the GW Parkway to get into town. Crossing the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, delays off of 295. Beltway delays, boy, we have a lot of them. Maryland, near Route 5 to the Wilson Bridge, leaving Andrews toward New Carrollton, College Park, Silver Spring. You get the idea. You need plenty of time still. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most widespread of the showers and thunderstorms will be this morning. Gusty winds, small hail in some of these thunderstorms. 74 this afternoon, still. A few more scattered showers and thunderstorms right on into the evening hours. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 60 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
Celebrate the grand opening of the Wine Outlet in Great Falls throughout the month of May. Meet the team, sample great wine and craft beer, and see for yourself what big box prices and small store service really means. The Wine Outlet, 1137 Walker Road in Great Falls, online at gfwineoutlet.com.
All right, welcome back. We're talking Amtrak. Everybody loves to talk about Amtrak. Let's go to Nancy, who's in McLean. Welcome. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you love Amtrak, and do you love subsidizing it?
Well, I certainly ride between Washington and New York from time to time, but I think the point that was missing in today's discussion is how many people are actually riding in these more remote areas. I don't think it's right for us to subsidize the 80-year-old passenger from Wolf Mount, Montana, going to St. Louis. He could just as easily take the bus and or have other transportation provided.
Well, Nancy, your point is well taken. Look, they got buses between New York and in D.C. that competes with Amtrak. I mean, we're talking about $49 for a one-way trip, which is, I think, one-eighth of the Amtrak. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah, for like an extra hour and a half of travel time or something.
Yeah. But I think, you know, to his point, if you really want to have these communities have this access, then I think you need to put some skin in the game. If Montana wants to have this, look, North Carolina has a partnership with Amtrak where the state of North Carolina pays part of the freight for Amtrak to run trains in North Carolina. So I don't think there's anything wrong with what he was saying. I just don't think he's applying it evenly across the board.
Thank you, Nancy, very much for joining us in the Mornings on the Mall. We've got Jason, who's in Columbus, Georgia, this morning. Hello. Jason, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jason.
I'm listening to you guys on my heart, and it's a pleasure. So I'm in the Army, and I do strategic planning. And ultimately, the question that the country has to answer is, what do we want to have in terms of the ability to move large quantities of people up and down and across our nation? Is that something that we want to subsidize? And then the same argument that holds up that allows us to continue to pay for the post office comes into play. Do we pay for the post office because we need a system that we can continue to communicate in the event of something were to happen to our ability to communicate electronically?
Matt, let me ask you a question. Do you know what the origin of the post office actually is?
No.
Okay. How it started was during the Civil War. Basically, the death notifications were coming in so fast they had no way to do it. So they decided to take the post office and take it from a central place where you had to go pick up your mail to home delivery. And then we've kept that ever since then. So I'm just asking you as a planner, you know, these sorts of things which start under one reason are continued for others. So, we have lots of ways to move people. And as a retired officer, I've worked with a lot with logisticians, with corps commands doing this. I don't know if this is the most reasonable way to move people.
All right, thanks for that. It's 8:50 now on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes what's all the rage is all the rage for good reason. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. By now, you've likely heard of high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, as it's called. It works in part because your movements keep surprising your muscles, and your body has to work hard to keep up. Think of short sprints worked into a long, steady jog. Now, we usually measure exercise success in terms of pounds or inches, but researchers at the Mayo Clinic are also measuring it at the cellular level. They found interval training is the best kind of workout when it comes to slowing down aging. It encourages your cells to make more proteins to feed their energy-producing machinery, they said. It also improves insulin sensitivity, which means a lower likelihood of developing diabetes. That said, if high-intensity exercise is too much for you, remember this: any exercise is better than no exercise at all. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Over 90% of all Fortune 500 companies share one thing in common. You can find a Varidesk on their desks. Here's why. Research says sitting is the new smoking. But people who stand more and sit less say their back feels better and that they're more productive. Varidesk is crafted to last a lifetime. It's height adjustable and there's no assembly. All the details are at Varidesk.com. V-A-R-I-Desk.com. The original Varidesk. Join the movement.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Today. If you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list.
Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good, good day.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage. Lower costs and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's our Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, hang in there, everyone. 270 southbound as you head toward the spur. Looks like crews tell me they have removed the tree that had come down and blocked the right side. Now it's about trying to get rid of all these delays for 270. A lot of heavy volume with the weather conditions for the commute as expected. Virginia, Beltway, we're jammed coming north out of Newington, almost back out of Woodbridge. Newington to Braddock Road, where the crash, four cars involved, sits to the shoulder. 395 solid lineup continues from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. I have no late problems reported on the freeway in either direction, even though it's quite slow. And in case you missed it, MacArthur Boulevard, after a week, it's been reopened between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road, so you can now use that. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers, thunderstorms as we head on through today. A little lull in the action as we get into the afternoon at times, but more scattered storms through this evening. 74 degrees now. Some storms may contain a little wind and some small hail. And then as these storms come to an end tonight, we'll go partly cloudy after midnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, no mention of rain. A gusty west-northwesterly breeze in 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, it's 60 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
The National Mall, a destination for democracy in action. Wouldn't it be cool if there was a radio station like that?
Oh, yeah.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. So here's the deal. Comfort can mean a lot of things. Temperature of your house, how comfortable you are buying a new system, and finding a company you feel the best about. For a lot of folks, that's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth. All in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day. Saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Did you know this is the hottest spring real estate market in 7 years? In fact, many homes are selling in less than a week. So make the smart decision and avoid those high commissions. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. We'll sell your home for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Well, Colonel Schaefer, I think that's what in the business they call a radio show. Thank you for doing this today.
Thank you, Vince. I can go back and sleep in my car now for the rest of the day.
Yeah, please. And take a shower, would you?
Yeah, I'll do that.
And Mary will be back soon. And by the way, you're probably wondering what Chris Plant thinks about everything.
Yeah, Chris.
Probably. Well, little Bobby body slam in Montana seems to have gotten the attention of the news media. I want to put it to you. How would this affect your vote today? It's election day there in Montana. What's your take when you hear the news of this? And how would it affect your vote? And should we hold Barack Obama to the same standard as President Trump is being held to?
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.